Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, we decided no wacky open because the situation is so grave and it's just still so sad. What is happening in Southern California, that's where our friend Jamie Ukas is. Jamie, like all the guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, the big story today, the return of the winds and the concern, what they might do today and tomorrow. As we chat right now, 11:38 in the surrounding Southern California area, what are the winds like?
Well, it's really interesting, Chad, because we have had a return to those Santa Ana winds. But what's different is that this is a more traditional type of showing from the Santa Ana winds of showing up in places in the canyons like Santa Clarita and some of the other kind of Ventura County mountainous places up there. You've got Thousand Oaks, Camarillo. If you're familiar with Ventura County, which is to the north of Los Angeles, you also have some of the winds to the south of Los Angeles in places like Orange County and some of the canyons and more mountainous regions down there. So what's interesting is that what happened last week is that they were Santa Ana winds, meaning that we had a front that was pushing moisture towards Arizona, Nevada, those places, but not coming down to Los Angeles. Instead, it moved our wind direction from an east to westerly direction, and it was like due on. The ones we're seeing today are a little bit more traditional. Last week, okay, we got those like 99 mile per hour winds that no one, you know, just catastrophic realized were going to be just inundating the entire, you know, region. So the good news, I guess, is that in some of the areas where they're still trying to do containment of the wildfires, the winds are not as bad right now. The wind gusts that we're seeing in the 60, 70 mile per hour range are in other areas that have not been impacted by the fires. However, of course, the concern is that, you know, if someone accidentally starts a fire or someone criminally starts a fire, you know, that it could take off in a whole new area and we would be back in the same spot that we were in last week. That would be the worst case scenario, especially as the winds pick up throughout the afternoon.
Okay, so let's talk about starting the fires, because I see differing stories on that with potential arson, with pictures and a potential arrest. And no, it was the conditions were just so awful, which you just laid out exactly. It's just a tinder area and the winds are blowing at 99 miles per hour, and sadly, this was almost unavoidable. Where are we at in that determination?
Well, here's what I'm going to make very clear. And, you know, we are loving all of the support from all around the country. I mean, it's been really incredible to see not only Angelenos come together, but hearing from all of our loved ones and friends and family from across the country. The thing I want to make clear is there is a lot of misinformation, a lot getting passed around. FEMA even today had to come out. They've added a misinformation rumor page to their website, you know, something that they've never had to do in the past. And one of the things that, you know, we just don't know is how these fires started. There are so many different theories, scenarios, conspiracies, rumors. You know, there had been a fire caused by some fireworks on New Year's Eve in the Palisades area. Firefighters are saying that that was completely put out. But this fire did seem to spark in a similar area. So they're investigating, you know, was it that? Was it potentially teenagers in the area? There are some unhoused people. Did someone start the fire? We just don't know. I think you're going to continue to hear a lot of these different rumors going around. One of the scenarios that has popped up today that's being investigated when it comes to the Eaton fire to the east with Altadena and Pasadena is that there did seem to be some Ring camera video and some people catching what appeared to be flames near an electrical pole. Now, you know, reporters have gone over to where that was located. Now, was it the pole? Was it a line? Or did someone start a fire in that area? And it looks like it caught the electrical pole. There's still investigation with, you know, the electrical company. Were their wires live at that point in time? Had they shut off the power? Much of the area did have power before the fire started. But, you know, there's just so many questions to dig into. It's hard to really know right now, and I would just urge people, because the other thing I've seen a lot, especially from my friends in Minnesota, who, again, love you all dearly, there's been a lot of sharing of AI images and AI-created videos.
Yep.
The Hollywood
right.
sign was never on
right.
fire.
Yep.
The flames never got close to the Hollywood sign. You know, I saw a friend share a wildlife video with firefighters picking up wildlife. It's a beautifully done video. It's not real. You know, so I just urge people, what we're dealing with out here is horrific enough already. When you share some of these videos or pieces of misinformation or rumors or conspiracies, it's not helpful because it just takes the response away from potentially other things that could be, you know, going on.
Okay, so let's jump into the information, misinformation debate, as much as you know it right now, on water, hydrants, and reservoirs. Because there are times I watch interviews with people who seem to be in authority saying the conditions were so unique that almost no matter everything, we would have been overwhelmed. And then I see other interviews with other people in authority saying, no, these hydrants should have worked longer and these reservoirs should have been resolved much sooner. Do we have much of a consensus in that debate as we converse at this point right now?
I don't think we do. I think it's another one of those things. You know, I have to be honest with you. It's like it's been a week since that first fire broke out, and it is devastating. I mean, you're talking about 10,000 to 12,000 people without homes. You know, a lot of our efforts here have been focused on trying to help people get housing. I have friends who have lost everything. We've had teachers in my stepson's school district have lost everything, trying to collect donations and do those types of things. I definitely think there needs to be some accountability. We need answers. Were there enough? You know, fire crews stationed, did they have enough money? Was the budget cut? What did those budget cuts mean? What do civilians, you know, have to do with the fire department and it's, you know, how its equipment gets fixed? I think there's going to be a lot of questions and we need a lot of answers. I just don't know that we're getting all the full information right now. And I will tell you, CBS News does have a department that was created just a couple years ago called CBS Confirmed. And if you go to their Instagram account, their X account, social media, they're doing a really good job of taking some of the either rumors or theories that are out there and dissecting them. So, you know, like in terms of the budget, when it comes to the fire department, they label it either, you know, true, false, or not the whole story. And if it's labeled not the whole story, like the budget, you know, they give all of the pieces of information that played into the city's fire budget. The other thing I think it's confusing to a lot of people that I just want to sort out with you in Minnesota is that, you know, it gets very confusing. We do have the city, the LA City Fire Department. We also have the LA County Fire Department.
Yep.
And people may
right.
not know there are certain parts of the area that are the part of the city and there are other parts that are part of the county. And that's why you're seeing, you know, both the fire chiefs speaking for both departments and you're seeing the police chief as well as the sheriff speaking for both of their departments when it comes to, you know, different numbers and looting and scams and all those types of things. And it does get confusing. It can even be confusing for us here, having to look at a map as to, you know, what's what and whose budget is what and how that all goes in. But there are some resources out there if people are really interested. And I really do recommend the CBS Confirmed sites.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jamie Ukas. She lives in L.A. She reports on it for CBS and where she works locally out there. I want to talk about the federal government. And, yes, I'm going to get political here. I think it is a very dangerous precedent if when we have a tragedy at this level, where, as Jamie talked about, 10, 12,000 structures, evacuation orders, where pending the president – and pending the president's party, that we're going to say for that president, unless this state adopts more of our policies, or as we're getting some debt limit debates too, unless, since California is primarily, not primarily because there's a divide, but there are more Democrats there than Californians, unless the Democrats agree with us on the debt limit, we're not going to agree to the money. I think that's shameful. And by the way, I think a lot of Republicans who are for this right now, if this would have been Kamala Harris and she'd be doing this towards a more right-leaning state, I would call it out the same damn way. I want us to have a spirited debate and accounting on what could have stopped this, what should happen going forward. But we're really going to punish the citizens who live there, who want to have the federal availability that millions and millions of others have had with other tragedies. And now we're just going to say, well, because the Republicans have leverage, they'll use it. And then the next time the Democrats can use the leverage. I think it's vile. I really do.
I mean, I said on air today, it's who are the people impacted? It's the people that have lost their homes. It's the people that have lost family members.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
Politicians can fight all they want. I think what people are sick of is politicizing things that then have real world impacts on the people who are suffering. You know, Donald Trump was elected and he said he was for all of America.
Yep.
He wanted to bring everyone together. I know that there are numerous politicians who have invited him out to tour, you know, what's going on here. I really hope he does. And
I really hope there are real
solutions to what's going on. I think, you know, I just don't know what's happened to us, Chad. You know, I was talking to a friend the other day and she said, oh, this seems like this could be your 9/11. And I said, yeah. And you know what happened on 9/11? No one said, oh, well, those people worked on Wall Street and sold their soul to the devil, so we shouldn't give their families any money, you know, or they were plenty rich, or, you know, Xerox was in that building. I never liked that company. I'm not, you know, they didn't have the same politics that my family did. No one did that on 9/11.
Nope.
No one.
Nope.
We all came together as a country and wanted to make things better. You know, we debated when we were going to start playing football again with the NFL, right? Like, those were the things that we as a country, because we were united in helping people and realizing that it was a tragedy. This is a tragedy. The other thing I'm seeing that just gets really hurtful is that, you know, I know a lot of celebrities have come out and they've lost their homes. Yes, they have money. They also provide micro economies out here. What's happening to their housekeepers, their nannies, their drivers, their security teams? Do you think those people are now not going to be impacted? you know, the more working class workers because they worked for a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've like lost our heart and soul and just wanting to be so angry. And it scares
instantly.
Me, Chad, that like our immediate response is anger. You can't live as a society like that, or you're just going to live in fight or flight mode the rest of your existence. And I can tell you that living in a stress response isn't good for anybody.
And so, by the way, on 9/11, let me just pick up because I've made that same point many times. Did we, not that far after 9/11, did we start saying, what did George W. Bush know? What did Bill Clinton know? Debate Afghanistan, debate the eventual decision in Iraq? Of course we did. But it wasn't withholding money. It wasn't showing lack of empathy and decency. It wasn't
that we have empathy anymore. Empathy is a term that people throw around now a lot, thinking that they know what it means.
Yep.
Empathy is literally putting yourself in someone else's shoes and seeing it from their viewpoint and recognizing, okay, maybe I don't agree with it, but I understand where they're at and where they're coming from, and they're suffering and in need. That is empathy. Empathy isn't, oh, I feel bad for them, but my politics say that I need to do this.
Yes.
That's not empathy.
No. You're great. Keep holding up yourself, because this affects you because of everything you said. People in your life have lost this. Your stepson in school and what you and Doug are trying to do on a regular basis, and then all the hours you're working for your local and national job. So thanking you the whole time. Thank you so much for your time. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate the time.
Jamie Yukis, right here. We're lucky to have her on News Talk 830 WCCO.